ప్రభుపాత్కి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ భక్త బృందకి నమాచిర శిల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి ప్రేమ్ సే కహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీఅద్వైత గదధార్ శివశాది శ్రీ గౌరభక్త బృందకి గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి సమవేత వైష్ణవ భక్త బృందకి నితాయ గౌర ప్రేమానందే హరి హరి బోల్. మమజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా చక్షురుమిళితం తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనుభావిష్టం స్థాపితం జేన భూతలే స్వయం నృపః కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స పదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురుః శ్రీజూతపదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతం సహగణ రఘునతాన్వితం తాం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపదాం సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతి గోపేశ గోపికాకంత రాధకంత నమస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగి రాధి వృందావనేశ్వరీ విశాభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రాణమామి హరిప్రియ. మంచాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానం పావనిభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివశాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ రామ రామ. ముఖం కరతి వాచాళం పొంగుం లంఘాయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురుం దినతారణం పరమానంద మాధవం శ్రీచైతన్యమీశ్వరం. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 5 చాప్టర్ 5 టెక్స్ట్ 6. ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్ ఆఫ్టర్ మీ. ఏవం మనః కర్మవశం ప్రజుంతే అవిద్యయా ఆత్మని ఉపధీయమానే ప్రీతిర్న జావన్ మయి వాసుదేవే నాముచ్యతే దేహ జగేన తావత్. ఏవం మనః కర్మ వశం ప్రజంతే అవిద్యయా ఆత్మని ఉపధీయమానే ప్రీతిర్న జావన్ మయి వాసుదేవే నాముచ్యతే దేహ జగేన తావత్. ఏవం మనః కర్మ వశం ప్రజంతే అవిద్యయా ఆత్మని ఉపధీయమానే ప్రీతిర్న జావన్ మయి వాసుదేవే నాముచ్యతే దేహ జుగేన తావత్. ఏవం మనః కర్మ వశం ప్రజంతే అవిద్యాత్మని ఉపధీయమానే ప్రతీర్ణ జావన్ మయి వాసుదేవే నాముచ్యతే దేహ జుగేన తావా.
వాట్ మీనింగ్? ఏవం దాస్ మనః ద మైండ్ కర్మవశం సబ్జుగేటెడ్ బై ఫ్రూటివ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ప్రజుంతే యాక్ట్స్ అవిద్యయా బై ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ ఆత్మని హూ ఎన్ ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ ఉపధీయమానే ఈజ్ కవర్డ్ ప్రీతి లాప్ నో నాట్ యావత్ యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ మొయి అన్ టు మీ వాసుదేవే వాసుదేవ కృష్ణ నో నాట్ ముచ్యతే ఈజ్ డెలివర్డ్ దేహ యోగేన from contact with the material body tavat so long. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation: when the living entity is covered by the modes of ignorance, he does not understand the individual living being and the supreme living being, and his mind is subjugated to fruitive activity. Therefore, until one has love for Lord Vasudeva, who is none other than myself, he is certainly not delivered from having to accept a material body again and again. Please repeat after me. When the living entity is covered by the mode of ignorance, he does not understand the individual living being and the supreme living being, and his mind is subjugated to fruitive activity. Therefore, until one has love for Lord Vasudeva, who is none other than myself, he is certainly not delivered from having to accept a material body again and again. Purport: when the mind is polluted by fruitive activity, the living entity wants to be elevated from one material position to another. Generally, Everyone is involved in working hard day and night to improve his economic condition. Even when one understands the Vedic rituals, he becomes interested in promotion to heavenly planets, not knowing that one's real interest lies in returning home, back to Godhead. By acting on the platform of fruitive activity, one wanders throughout the universe in different species and forms. Unless he comes in contact with a devotee of the Lord, a guru, he does not become attached to the service of the Lord, Vasudeva. Service of Lord Vasudeva. Knowledge of Vasudeva requires many bars to understand. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha. After struggling for existence for many, many births, one may take shelter at the lotus feet of Vasudeva, Krishna. When this happens, one actually becomes wise and surrenders unto him. That is the only way to stop the repetition of birth and death. This is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 19.151 and the instruction given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Srila Rupa Goswami at Dashashwamedh Ghat. Brahmanno bhramite kono bhagyavan jeev Guru Krishna prasade paye bhaktilata beech. The living entity wanders throughout different planets in different forms and bodies, but if by chance he comes in contact with a bona fide spiritual master, by the grace of the spiritual master he receives Lord Krishna's shelter and his devotional life begins. Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Sharupo Damodara Swaminiti Namine Namasat Bhaktamane Munipurudvabhaya Cha Prabhu Padala Sat Banim Pracharo Niratayati. So this is Lord Rishabhdeva's instructions to his sons. This is one of the most important chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, essential teachings. All the verses are very, very important and many devotees, they memorize these verses. Some verses are very famous. These are already discussed in the previous classes. Nunam pramattaha kurute vikarma and mahat sevang dara mahur vimuktes. Nayam deho deho bhajang niloke. These are very brilliant and very luminous verses. So today's verse is also connected to the previous verses. The word evam, evam means das, in this way. So the word das means it is, it implies previous verses, it shows the connection to the previous verses. So the previous verses, I just give some brief sketch of the previous one or two verses. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma jadindriya pritaya aprinoti na sadhumanne jato atmanayam asannapi kleshada ashadeha. So people become mad. The word used, pra-matta. Matta means mad. And pra means sufficiently mad. So people become sufficiently mad after sense gratification. Kuruti bikarma. And as they are mad after sense gratification, they commit sinful activities. Bikarma. Karma, bikarma. They commit sinful activities. They don't care what will happen in future. They become completely mad. Just like the madman, he works in such a way that destroys himself. You have heard the story of Kalidas, that he was sitting on a branch of a tree and he was cutting the same branch. he was sitting on the branch and he was cutting at the bottom. He was cutting the same branch. And somebody told, you will fall down. If you cut like this, you will fall down and break your hands and legs. So he did not believe. And he did not care. So then he cut and he fell down and he broke his leg and hands. Then he understood. So this is the example of bikarma. Bikarma. Bikarma means gurus and devotees, pure devotees and shastra are giving us so many instructions for our benefit. That if you do like this, you will be in danger. But we don't care. So this is called bikarma. We don't care. In this way, we are making our own future very, very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. So then, in the next verse, someone may ask question, okay, if sinful activities are dangerous, I'll do good karma. I'll go to heaven. I'll make some pious karma. I'll accumulate some pious result. I'll take birth in a rich family. So that is not, that may not be bikarma. Bikarma means prohibited action, sinful, criminal actions. And karma means not criminal, but I want material sense gratification following the Vedic religious principles. I want to go to heaven, or even in this world, I want to enjoy very fantastic material life without harming others, without violating Vedic principles. So, the next verse replies to this attitude. The next verse says, that even if one is involved in karma, parabhavastavat, even if one is involved in karma, that is also defeat. That is also defeat. It may be little better than bikarma. It may be little better than criminal activities, but that is also defeat because we are in the prison house. By doing karma, we can be promoted to some higher position. Maybe in heaven or within this planet, I may become very rich man, very healthy man. I may occupy a very high position. Even I can become a president of a country. But that is also a defeat. Parabhava. Parabhava means defeat. Why it is defeat? I have become president. I have become very rich. Why it is defeat? It is defeat because that position is not permanent and that position is not best. It is not best because even in that position, suffering is there. Even if I become king of heaven, Indra, suffering is there. And there will be repetition of birth and death, old age and disease. The cycle of birth, death, old age, disease. Birth, death, old age, disease. This cycle will continue. And in this life, I may be a president, but in next life, I can become a dog again. Prabhupada told that some president of India has become dog. Everybody knows this. Some president of India, he has become dog in Sweden. Prabhupada said this. So, a dog, as a president in this life, how he can become dog in next life? So that is very easy. And today's verse describes that point, that how from, even from good karma, how we can again glide down to the lower species, and how we can become defeated, and how we can become loser even by doing Vedic, which is a prescribed karma in Vedas. By performing those prescribed karma also, we can become loser. So that is today's verse is the extension of the previous two verses. Evam manaha karma vasham prajukte. So this verse is giving importance on the condition of our mind. Actually, mind is the main thing, you know. Mind is part of, important part of our subtle body. Mind, intelligence and false ego. So these three things together, they make the subtle body. So mind, you know, if my mind is like a dog, doggish mind, you know, I am thinking like dog. Maybe externally, my gross body is in the position of a president of some country, even president of America or president of India. But if my mind is polluted, if my mind is, you know, thinking like a dog, all the time absorbed in base, you know, material pleasure, you know, criminal thinking in a, you know, in a criminal way. So the God, you know, God, He notes down our mental condition, and His essence, and Paramatma notes down our mental condition. So I may be president in this life, but when my mind is absorbed in, you know, low thought, doggish thought, animalistic thought, so the mind determines, mind and of course mind, intelligence and false ego determines my subtle body. And after giving up this present body of so-called president or this or that, next life I become a dog or cat. So like this, mind is the main problem. Mind is the main problem. Mano eva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshayo. Mano eva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshayo. Bandhayo vishaya sango muktai nirvishayam mano. Mano eva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshayo. Mind is the cause of liberation. Mind is the cause of bondage. Mano eva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshayo. Bandhayo vishaya sango. If mind is attached to fruitive activities, if mind is attached to sensual pleasure, materialistic pleasure, then it is, the mind is cause of bondage. Because life after life, I have to take rebirth, again I have to die, again rebirth. So mind is the root cause, polluted mind is the root cause of my suffering within this material world. Manaha karma vasham. Karma vasham means controlled by our fruitive activities. Mind is controlled by our fruitive activities. Prajungte, and accordingly he works. Mind also works, and mind dictates the body senses to work. So in this way, mind is the root cause. Mind orders the senses. Mind dictates the senses to do all nonsense. And mind itself is thinking all nonsense. So in this way, mind is the root cause of our all suffering. Mana evam manaha. Thus, this mind is controlled by our fruitive activities, and mind dictates the senses to perform fruitive activities. Activities mean for sense enjoyment. Avidyaya. Why? Why mind is doing like this? Because mind is influenced by the mood of ignorance. Avidyaya. Avidyaya atmani. And it covers upadhyamane. Upadhyamane means covers. It covers the soul, pure spirit soul. Avidyaya. By the mood of ignorance. This is also due to association. When you associate with mood of ignorance, then my mind is polluted with the influence of mood of ignorance. And if I associate with mood of passion, mind is, you know, polluted with the mood of passion. And if we associate in the mood of goodness, the association means we can take association in different ways. Just like we are taking association, this is in the mood of goodness at least. And if it is more pure, then it will be in the mood of pure goodness. And if we associate with, you know, those who are interested in materialistic opulence, so that is mood of passion. And when we destroy ourselves, when we, you know, associate with different kinds of, you know, hesitating food and people, you know, rubbish people, you know, those who are interested in criminal activities. If we associate with them, if we take that kind of food, if we read those kind of, you know, that kind of books, in many ways we can take association. So practically speaking, association is the main thing to, you know, for the liberation and for the bondage of the mind. So that's why Prabhupada has given us so nice facility to take good association, so that we can overcome the influence of avidya. Avidya atmani upadiyamane. This avidya is covering our, you know, our pure spirit soul. Pritirina javat. Javat means as long as. As long as we don't develop our love. Moi, here Rishabdev is the speaker. So Rishabdev himself, he is God, incarnation of God. So he is telling me, I am, if you don't have love for me, so here me means Rishabdev, means God. So Rishabdev is telling, if you don't develop your love for me, God, Vasudeva, na muchyate, you will never be delivered from this, you know, covering of the mood of ignorance. And deho jogena tavat, as long as you don't develop your love for Vasudeva, as long as you don't develop your love for Krishna, you will not become liberated from the bondage of repeated birth and death. As long as, the word as long as is used. So, we are also very obstinate. We are very obstinate that we want to continue our sense pleasure, we want to continue with our fruitive activities, we want to enjoy so-called enjoyment of material modes of nature. So as long as we are obstinate, God is also obstinate. God is also jejathamang prapadanti tang stativa bhajamam. How long you can remain obstinate? Okay, you remain obstinate. Perform your fruitive activities and you associate with mode of ignorance. So as long as you are obstinate, God is also obstinate. I will give you repeated birth and death. Repeated birth and death. Asraddha dhana purusha dharma shasya parantapa aprapamang nivartante mritya samsara vartmani. In Bhagavad Gita, asraddha dhana purusha, those people who are not respectful, asraddha dhana purusha dharma shasya parantapa, those who are not respectful in the teachings which I have given in this Bhagavad Gita, asraddha dhana, those who are disrespectful to my teachings, asraddha dhana purusha dharma shasya parantapa, O Parantap, O conqueror of enemies, as long as people are disrespectful to the teachings that I have given in this Srimad Bhagavad Gita, aprappamang nivartante mrittu samsara vartmani, as long as they are disrespectful, they continue their repeated birth and death, repeated birth and death. That means suffering, so much suffering. So if we prefer, it is up to us. If we prefer to remain obstinate, God will also remain, Krishna will remain obstinate. Je jathamang prapadante tang stativa bhajamah. Help is there. It is not that God is not helping. Help is there in the form of scriptures, in the form of sadhus, in the form of guru, in the form of deities, in the form of paramatma. Help is there, unlimited help. But if you want to remain obstinate, even after getting all these helps, if you want to remain obstinate, okay, aprappamang nivartante mrittu samsara vartmani, you will travel through the path of repeated birth and death, repeated birth and death. It is like a long journey, and journey will never end until we give up our obstinacy. So this is the secret. If we give up our obstinacy, it is a second. It will take a second to achieve God. But if we don't give up our obstinacy, it will take millions and trillions of lifetimes. We'll, you know, continue with this ignorance. So today is Sita Thakurani's appearance day, I like to tell few words in her glorification. Shita Thakurani is the consort of Advaita Acharya, and she is incarnation of Purnamashi. In Krishna Lila, she was Purnamashi, Jogamaya. So she incarnated as Shita Thakurani, and her expansion incarnated as Sri. And her father, I mean, she accepted a devotee as her father, and his name is Nishingha Bhaduri. So one day in the morning, Nishingha Bhaduri went to take bath, and before bath he used to collect some lotus flowers from some garden. So one day he went to collect some lotus flowers. One day means today, this day. This is the birthday of appearance day of Shita Thakurani. So he went to collect some lotus flowers, and he found a very big lotus flower was blossomed. And then he went near and he found a small girl, small like a finger, but very beautiful and very luminous, very brilliant and very beautiful. So he became very happy, and he carefully, plucked that lotus and brought that lotus along with that girl. He brought and showed his wife. At that time, his wife also delivered a child. So that child was expansion of Purnamashi. So when he kept the lotus, and that small child was like a finger, she became he took normal size, she became like normal child. So in this way, people came to know that Nishingha Bhaduri's wife has delivered twin daughters. So they named one daughter as Sri, and another daughter who was actually, appeared in lotus. So they named her Shita Thakurani. And the expansion was named Sri. So this is mentioned in a book called Advaita Prakash, which describes the glory of Advaita Acharya. And these two girls, they were growing very nicely in the house of Nishingha Bhaduri. There are many good pastimes, very beautiful, interesting pastimes. One day, they were going to attend some program across the river, and when they came at the bank of Ganga, there was a very, heavy storm, and they were afraid. Nishingha Bhaduri, he was afraid to cross the river, but he was very much attached to attend that kirtan program. So he told his daughter that you go back to home, then I'll go and I'll attend the program. So then Nishingha Bhaduri took a boat, although it was storm, he took a risk, and he crossed the river. But two daughters, they were with their servant, they told, no, we also want to go. So then, how will go? Because at that time there was no boat, and it was a heavy storm. Their father already crossed the river. So they told, no problem, we'll go by walking. So they crossed the river by walking. So then they attended that program. But Nishingha Bhaduri, when he saw that they have come like this, simply by walking the river, he got very surprised, and he understood they are not ordinary girls. They must be incarnation of Lakshmi or incarnation of some higher personality. He understood. Other people, they saw the two girls are walking on the river, so they thought, we also can walk. So they jumped on the river, and many of them drowned, So anyway, so from their childhood pastimes, we can see that how they were not ordinary, They were very, incarnation of Jogamaya, incarnation of Purnamashi. So later on, when they became grown up, they reached the marriageable age, then Nishingha Bhaduri, he offered them in marriage to Advaita Acharya. Both the girls, both the sisters, were offered to Advaita Acharya. So they got married with Advaita Acharya. Then after that, they were serving Advaita Acharya. One day, Sita Thakurani had a dream. One very brilliant sannyasi came in front of her and told her that you are cooking for Krishna, but you are not initiated. My name is Madhavendra Puri, so you must take initiation. So in this way, Madhavendra Puri came in dream. Madhavendra Puri also initiated Advaita Acharya, her husband. So Madhavendra Puri instructed that without initiation you should not cook for the deity. So then next day, Sita Thakurani informed her husband that I had a dream like this, that your Guru Maharaj, Madhavendra Puri, came and told me to take initiation, otherwise I cannot cook for the deity. So Advaita Acharya gave her mantra and in this way she got initiated. So after that she was cooking for deities, and at that time in Mayapur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he appeared, Advaita Acharya heard the news and he was very happy. He started dancing very jubilantly with Haridas Thakur, and he told his wife, Sita Thakurani, that you go with all presentations and you meet with Shachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra and give them presentations. So Sita Thakurani, she was carried on a palanquin with so many gifts, and she came to Mayapur, Jagapit, and she offered all the gifts to Shachi Mata. And she actually, the name Nimai, the name was given by Sita Thakurani. Later on, Nimai Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was famous as Nimai Pandit in Navadvip. But this name was given by Sita Thakurani because she was in the mood of Vatsala Rasa, Vatsala Rasa, parental affection. And she thought this child should not be affected, should not be influenced by ghost. So generally this is the belief, common faith, that in neem tree, ghost cannot live. They don't like neem tree because it is bitter. So she, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born under a neem tree, she thought, if I call him Nimai, Nimai means related to neem tree. So if I call him Nimai, that these ghosts will not be interested in him. The ghost will not disturb him. So this is mood of, you know, motherly affection. So staying in Jagannath Mishra's house for a few days, Sita Thakurani instructed Shachi Mata how to take care of newly born child, that you should do like this, you should do like that. So after giving some instructions to Shachi Mata, she left for Shantipur. Advaita Acharya had a house in Mayapur also. So time to time, they used to come to Mayapur and they used to visit regularly to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaita Acharya knew that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Sita Thakurani also used to come regularly, visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's house, and always used to instruct Shachi Mata how to take care of this divine child. So later on, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Shachi Mata became like mad, and Sita Thakurani also, she also completely became overflooded with, you know, feeling of separation. And later on, when they used to go to visit Puri, Sita Thakurani also used to visit with Advaita Acharya and her three sons. She used to visit Puri, and in Puri, she used to invite Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and she used to cook herself. She was a very good cook. And even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came to Shantipur, Sita Thakurani was cooking herself. She was cooking for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to honor prasadam cooked by Sita Thakurani. So there are many beautiful, you know, pastimes of Sita Thakurani. Time is almost over, so I like to stop here. Jai Sita Thakurani ki, Samabhata Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.
If you have any question or comment or correction, please, you can.
I cannot follow. Can you speak louder and...
What should I do? Because my mind, I think never clean, even every day. For
what
few seconds in front of the deities, maybe yes, but mostly always run away, even in some... Still run away for... sense gratification or something like that.
So I summarize your question. You can test if I have understood or not. That how can I purify my mind? Is it the essence? Okay, this is by association. Simply by association. We have to take 100% association. We have polluted our mind by association, and we have to recover. Our mind from, association of mood of ignorance to the association of goodness. So, just like you are sitting in this class, this is association. And attending temple programs, this is association. Reading Srila Prabhupada books, this is association. All the time, Prabhupada said 24 hours. May not be practical for us, but as far as possible. That is practical for us. As far as possible, association. By bad association, mind becomes covered. By good association, mind becomes free. So association is the only secret. Sincere association. And for us, of course, they are interlinked. For association also, I need desire. If I don't have desire, if I want to enjoy material life, I will not take association. So I should have good desire. I should not maintain those desires which will create trouble in future. I should maintain only those desires which will make my future bright. So this desire for good association will make my future bright and will make my mind free from bondage. Is it clear? Okay. Maybe it will take some time because just like if some water is polluted, then I can filter it, but for filtering it will take some time. So it depends how much polluted we are and how much dirty things we want to mix again and again. Because this association of devotees, association of Krishna consciousness is a filtering process. But in the meantime, I am mixing dirty things, mud, again and again. Understand? So in this way, even though I am filtering, again I am putting extra mud. After filtering, I am again putting some extra mud. So the water gets muddied. But if I don't mix new mud, if I don't mix new dirty things, and I continue with good association, success is guaranteed. Okay? So, any other?
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for a nice class. If we associate with the devotees always, long after long, long, long time, but still our mind is polluted. So why this condition, how we can cross over?
This is sometimes okay. It may be due to your humility also. But association will surely give you benefit. But because our pollution is very deep and very strong pollution, the pollution we have got, we have accumulated from many millions of lifetimes. Suppose you take a bucket of water and pollute it as much as possible, it will take long time to filter. Suppose if you mix some very deadly poison in some bucket of water, you cannot filter it quickly. Say there is a poison called photocyanide. potassium cyanide. So if you mix potassium cyanide in a bucket of water, I don't think you can purify quickly. You have to take many steps to purify this water. And maybe you have to take help of some refinery industry, you know, to purify that water. So ISKCON is there to purify our mind. And we have already mixed so much potassium cyanide within our mind. So many dirty things we have mixed within our consciousness. So it has to be purified by good association, but it may take long time. Even in ordinary hospital, you will see some patients are released very quickly. Some patient goes and doctor gives an injection and tells, okay, you can go. Some patient they stay there for 3 days. Some patient they stay there for 6 days. Some patient they stay there for 1 month, 1 year. And once I saw a patient, I asked him, how long you are staying in the hospital, in Kolkata Medical Hospital in College Street? So he replied that actually many months. He's like permanent patient. He gets some food, you know, so he's staying there permanently. So there are different kinds of, you know, patients within this material world. Some gets free very easily. Some takes longer time, some takes more longer, and some takes millions of lifetimes. It is completely relative, It varies person to person. But we should never give up our courage and hope, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very merciful. Krishna is very, very merciful. We have to stick the lotus feet of Krishna. We have to stay in ISKCON. Whatever happens, somehow or other, we have to continue with this association. In some lifetime, of course, those who are very lucky, they can complete the course within one lifetime. But if not, at least in some lifetime, we'll get the benefit, because this is our permanent asset. Whatever we are accumulating in spiritual life, this becomes our permanent asset. Okay? Any other comment or... Okay.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the class, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
I just would like to know more about association. So, association does not mean just physical, right? It means, could you please define association? Because sometimes we'd like to associate with different sannyasis or different devotees who might not be in the physical vicinity, but...
Yeah, association includes physical, mental, intellectual, everything. Say for example, you are eating food. This is also association, eating food. Suppose you are eating some rubbish food. That means you are associating with mood of ignorance. You are associating with some, you know, very strong food, like, you know, say meat, fish. That is like mood of passion. And you are associating with, you know, taking some, you know, prasadam, or at least vegetarian food. Vegetarian food is in the mood of goodness, and prasadam is in the mood of pure goodness. So in this way, simply by eating food, it is also a kind of association. You are listening some talks, it is association. You are looking at something, that is also association. You are thinking something, that is also association. So, association does not mean that it is only in mental level. It includes bodily level, intellectual level, mental level, spiritual level. You can associate with, you know, all the time we have to try to associate with pure goodness. Then, from bodily platform to spiritual platform, we should take the advantage of association. Okay? Any other comment or question?
Hare Krishna. Is it possible in the age of Kali always association with pure goodness?
As far as possible. As far as possible.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantharas Srimad Bhagavatam ki Samaveta Vaishnav Bhakta Vrinda ki Nitai Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bo.